Cole, we want to know, what are the 5 highest grossing baseball movies of all time? Do you think you can name a couple?
Yeah, I should. I should be able to. Yeah.
So these are highest grossing in the movie theater. What movies made the most money? What you got? What do you think is first on your list?
Major League has me on there, right?
Major League is not on there. That's definitely didn't make the most money in the theaters, but classic baseball movie.
Favorite
baseball movie. All right. Not on there.
Let's go 42, Jackie Robinson.
42, Jackie Robinson is number 3 on the list. Did $95 million domestically at the box office. So you got number 3. What else you got?
Is Rookie of the Year on there?
Rookie of the Year is not, but I will give you The Rookie. Came out in 2002, $75 million domestically. The Rookie, I'm pretty sure it was Kevin Costner, and he was like 50 years old, and he was coaching a high school team. And then they like made him like somebody saw him, a scout saw him, and then they like said, come pitch to the big leagues. And he was a rookie when he was like 40 something.
Oh, that's confusing.
Could be completely wrong, but no Rookie of the Year, but I'll give you The Rookie. So we got number 3, we got number 5. We still need 1, 2, and 4. So there's a game now that happens every year in Iowa. And
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams is number 4 on the list. That came out in 1989. I was 7 years old. That did $84 million.
I think that's the only one I've seen so far of these.
You haven't seen 42?
Oh, no, we did in the hotel.
We did watch 42 in the hotel. All right, we're still missing number 1
and 2.
And number 2. Yeah. What do we think we have?
I don't know.
So number 2, there was an actor. His name's Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill. And Brad Pitt was Billy Bean from the Oakland A's. And he built this super team of thrifty
players. I know this.
I think you've seen this one.
We have. I've seen this. Moneyball
is correct. That is number 2 on the list. Yeah. We got one more spot. The number 1 highest-grossing baseball movie of all time. Tom Hanks is the coach. Madonna is in the movie, and it's about girl baseball players. Have you ever heard, there's no crying in baseball?
I have no idea.
The highest-grossing baseball movie of all time, A League of Their Own.
Never heard of that movie.
It is number 1 on the list. So what? Top 5, you got A League of Their Own, Moneyball, 42, Field of Dreams, and The Rookie, the top 5 highest grossing movies of all time, according to the ChatGPT.
Yeah.
There. Guys, welcome to the Brolette Show. This is episode number 1.
Yeah, episode 1.
We're in a fancy studio today.
Yeah, we are.
How's it feel to be in a fancy studio? We're not just in my office anymore.
Feels better. I like it a lot. It feels like pretty cool too.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool to be here. Before we jump in, we got to thank a couple people that made this possible. The first is Stinger Sports. You're wearing their jersey.
Yeah, I have their jersey right now. And when I'm playing baseball, I use their glove. I use the Carolina Dream, right? Carolina Blue.
Carolina Dream. Yep. The 11-2-5 infield glove. Yep. Just made a diving catch in an all-star game.
Oh, yeah.
Using that glove this weekend. Shout out to Brandon, Stinger Sports. We have an amazing episode with them on the podcast. But if you're looking for affordable bats and gloves and batting gloves, protective gear, or full jersey packages, make sure you check out Stinger Sports. What I love about them is it's professional quality, but at an affordable price. And as a baseball dad and as a kid who wants a lot of baseball stuff, we know how expensive this stuff can get. And so really, really cool what they're doing for the game. That is number 1 on the list. And our second sponsor for today is
Chinook Seeds.
Chinook Seeds, best sunflower seeds in the game. What's your favorite flavor of seeds?
I like this one right here, Parmesan and pepper. So good. Yeah, it's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like Parmesan seasoning, and then it's got like a little kick of the pepper. I like that one a lot. Yeah.
Can't go wrong. If you guys don't know, Chinook Seedery, we saw them in Omaha.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. And Bobby Witt, Blake Snell are part owners.
Yes.
Chinook. So make sure you check these guys out. We want to do something special for you guys. So we're going to give away 3 packs of Chinook Seedery to one of you who are watching this episode. All you have to do is drop a comment with your favorite baseball movie, whatever that is. So yours would be
Major League,
right? Yeah. So just write that in the comments below, and we're going to give away 3 packs. We're going to mail them to your house, courtesy of our friends at Chinook Seedery. Thank you guys for sponsoring this episode today, which is awesome. Cole, let's talk about what we have on deck here in our first episode of the Brolette Show. So we're going to play another game.
Yeah.
And we're going to build our ultimate fast food meal, and you've only got $20 to do it. I think that's going to be a whole lot of fun. We got coming up after that.
We're going in some news and some updates.
And we got big news and updates, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Man, big news, big updates. Then we're going to go into our big three segments. Colt, what's the first one?
We're just going to be debating the top five MLB headlines as we end 2025.
Ooh, I like that. It's going to be spicy. Second thing we're going to do is we're going to break down our top five takeaways from our latest episode, which is with Josh, the founder of PlayCrate. That was a banger of an episode. We'll make sure we link it up. We'll go over our top five takeaways and then rounding it out with...
I'll be guessing the top 10 most followed MLB players on Instagram.
I don't know if you're going to get them all.
No, I think I will. I think I got that.
You think you got that one? I love it. Very, very cool. Guys, make sure you head on to the brolets.com, not the brolets, just brolets.com. Join the newsletter. You get all the updates, all of our newest episodes, all of that fun stuff. But that gets us into the first pitch. We've got a game, and both of us are going to be building our ultimate fast food menu. And so there's two things here. One is you only got $20. Yeah. Can't go over $20, which might seem like a lot for fast food, but as we were doing the kind of the prep for this, like fast food's expensive now.
Yeah, it is.
So we've only got $20.
Yeah.
Second is the place has to have a drive-through, right? Okay. That's what we're qualifying as fast food. They have to have a drive-through. And three, you have to get one, at least one entree, one side, and one drink. And if you get some money left over, you can get some
dessert.
Get some dessert. Yeah. All right. So we're gonna go back and forth, and I'm gonna be looking these up on. I'm gonna use ChatGPT to get the pricing to make sure that we are within line. So I'm gonna let you go first here. As we think about what is the ultimate fast food meal. What is what's your first pick here?
I'm gonna go with the Chipotle kids tacos. They're just so good. You get like kind of whatever you want because like the sides are free, so you basically just get like a full burrito as a taco.
So we got Chipotle kids tacos, and I'm gonna give you Chipotle because some of them now have drive-thrus.
Yeah,
the one that we go to has a drive-thru, so I'm gonna give you that. It is $5.99. So $6. You still got $14 after that with the entree. I think that's really good. So I'm gonna start, and this is gonna kill my budget, but at Chick-fil-A, they only do this a couple times a year. They have the grilled spicy sandwich.
Get that.
My favorite. It comes on that like multi-grain bowl. At least I feel, I'm sure it's not healthy, but I feel healthy when I eat it. So let's see how much that is. All right. So according to ChatGPT, it's $8.
Yeah.
So that just destroyed my budget.
Yeah.
So you've got what, $14 left? Yeah. I've got $12 left. So, all right. So that's our entree.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going for your sides?
My side is going to be the Taco Bell nacho fries.
Oh, all right. So according to ChatGPT, Taco Bell nacho fries. You probably just want a regular.
Yeah, it's right.
So $2.89. So let's call it $3.
Oh, that's
good. Man, you're on fire right now. So you're at $11, I think, right?
Yeah, $11 left. I spent $9.
Holy crap. You have $11 for a drink?
Uh-huh.
Oh my goodness. That's insane. So I gotta go with fries too, and I'm going to go with Huey Magoo's fries. They are so good. Let's see. A side of Huey Magoo's fries here in Orlando. They are $5.69 for French fries.
Yeah.
What the heck, man? Let's it says a large order. I'm gonna see if they have a small order is. So they don't offer it as a standalone. They only offer large. So $6. And how much was my sandwich? Was $8, right? So six and eight, that is
14.
14. So I've got $6 left, which should be enough to get a good drink. So, all right. So you got the Chipotle tacos and you've got the nacho fries from Taco Bell. What are you doing as your drink?
A Dutch Bros lemonade.
Oh my goodness. I didn't know if you were going to go there because I'm going to go Dutch Bros energy drink. And I think you have plenty of money to go and do that.
Yeah.
I might need to borrow a dollar to get.
I'm giving you dollars.
So what's your order at Dutch Bros? Like, what's the go-to?
I think it's a blue raspberry medium lemonade. And then there's like blue boba balls in there. And it's so good.
So good. And I'm going with the Rainbro energy drink. Mine's probably more than $6.
Yeah.
Even a small is probably more than $6. So I think you win this contest. I think you built the better meal. You still got some money left over. I might need to borrow a dollar or two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get into news. The news updates on from the Brolets, man. This is super fun. So you just finished the fall season. Played for the Pokers. You played feeder and prep for Lyman, which is super fun. Now we're getting ready to go for the spring. And you're just like Alex Bregman, who we're going to talk about in a little bit. You're a free agent right now. And you've got a couple teams calling you, which is awesome. Like, it's cool to be like wanted. But you don't know where you're playing next year, do you?
Yeah, no idea. I have no idea where I'm playing yet.
What are you thinking about when it comes to a team that you want to play with?
One's like who's on the team, like if there's people I know or like kids I like, stuff like that. And also, like, if we win a lot, like, I want to be on a good team. I don't want to be on, like, a not competitive team. And also, like, play good tournaments. Because, like, this year I didn't play a lot of good tournaments or good competition, really. I really want to get back to that from, like, 12U season.
I think that's really important. It's also really insightful. So I didn't give you any of those answers. Those are all your own answers. And I think it's really insightful because you've played baseball, you know, up through 12 years old. You played the best teams in the country, right? Like, you're playing the Pottstowns, you're playing the TBT Nationals, you're playing the, you know, the scout teams. You're and kind of the 13U fall season, we kind of got away from that. Just, you know, just circumstance. And I think for you, you want to play the best teams in the country. Like, why do you want to do that? Like, you could just go and play in a lesser tournament and dominate everyone. Like, isn't that more fun?
No, it's not. I mean, I like that. That's fun sometimes, like when you're losing a lot of times and you just want to get like a good win. But like, I like playing the higher teams because like it helps you too. Like, you're also like, because like one tournament I'll be facing like really slow pitching or not good teams. And the next tournament, it'll go up to like 80 or like fast. And I'm like, but like that's kind of like normal, like 75, 80. Like, but I'm not facing that. So I'm not like getting like the normal as what most kids are.
Yeah, I think, well, it's not even what most kids are. Like, I don't think most kids are facing 80 mile an hour pitching at 13, but you want the challenge.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to be, I love that mindset. And I think it comes from even the podcasts and like interviewing the people that we've been talking to is like, if you want to be the best, you need to play the best.
Yeah.
And you know, winning is cool. And I think you said it like you want to win, but I think your idea of winning is you want to play in these big tournaments and you want to compete.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean every tournament you have to win.
Yeah.
But you want to, you don't want to play a 3-game weekend.
Yeah. I want to play like 5 in 1 weekend, like every game.
Yeah. More at bats, more opportunities, playing more kids. I think that's really cool. So hopefully by the time we record the next episode.
Yeah. We'll know what team I'm on.
We'll know what team you're on. So a little stressful at the moment. Yeah. But it's really fun. It's exciting time.
Yeah.
And I don't think, no, whatever decision you make, I don't think there's a bad decision.
Yeah.
I think it's just your decision. And I think as parents, one of the things that we're really doing is we're letting you make this decision. Like, we're not trying, we're trying our best to not sway you one way or the other, even though there's things that could make our life easier or make carpool easier or whatever. But we're really trying to let you make the decision. So, because it's your life, it's you're playing the game. I'm just now I'm just dad now. I'm not even a coach anymore. Yeah. So, all right, second piece of news. What do we have next on the agenda?
Next is that we're shutting down RT Shades at the end of the year. Why are we doing this, Dad?
That's big news.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's big news. So, and the episode we just dropped with Grub from Forward Pickleball.
Yeah.
We made the announcement that we're shutting down RT Shades. Mm-hmm. We've had this business for just over 2 years. So before we get into why we're shutting it down, what are some of your favorite moments or highlights running this business?
One of them was when Disarm, Leo, and like all the Disarm people wore them in one of their videos that they.
That was super fun. I remember you got that and you like ran in the room and were like telling me all about it.
Yeah. Giving sunglasses to like a bunch of minor leaguers and stuff like that.
Who were some? Do you remember some of the minor leaguers that we gave to?
Like Aiden Miller, Dylan Cruz. We had
Darren Baker.
Darren Baker. Yeah, he wore them too. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. I had some UCF guys.
UCF is what I was going to say. Yeah, UCF warming game. Like the.
In a game. That was cool. Yeah, that was really fun. Andrew Estrella.
Yeah.
Estrella from UCF. That was really cool. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like Bryson Webb was wearing them for all last season. Max Freeze.
Yeah.
Had a couple folks from the Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
I mean, but.
Bill Leroy from the Bananas.
I was going to say, like, isn't the biggest moment when we opened Instagram and it was a picture of Bill Leroy's face this close to the camera wearing the Playmakers?
Yeah, I like that one a lot. We were at our grandparents' house, too.
Yeah, that was a super, super fun moment. And then I don't know if you remember this, but Coach Rack wore them in the mist when he was like dressed up as the mystery man.
He was like going around undercover. I forget where, but him and Cole were going around like, and if a kid recognized them, then they got Roosh Bolts.
And he was wearing the party starters, I think.
Playmaker.
Playmakers. Yeah, he was wearing the Playmakers. So that was super cool. So unfortunately, sad news, but it's good news is that we are shutting the business down. And I think the reason why is because I think we did an amazing job with the sunglass brand. Like for you never starting a business, we got the Shopify store up. You were making all the pictures and the ads and like it was a great start. But the sunglasses, we just found a cool pair of sunglasses on the internet and we put our logo on it and built a brand. And it was great while it worked. But I think you and I both want to now go build a business where we're building the best product in the world.
Yeah.
So what is that? Everyone, like, what is that product? Like, what are we building right now?
We're building a baseball bag right now.
Yeah. And we're not just going to grab a random bag and put a logo on it. Like we're building this thing from scratch. I think the first document that me and you did with the designer, it was like 14 pages of like everything that we want and why do we think we could do this. And I think there's a lot of really cool brands that have come into the baseball world over the last few years. You know, you got Bruce Bolts with batting gloves or Ario with sliding hits. And like, there's these really cool, let's call them like challenger brands. There's brands that have been around forever. Your Louisville Sluggers, your Eastons, and they're doing a great job too. But there's been disruption in batting gloves. There's been disruption in bats. There's been disruption in gloves. Mm-hmm. But you put like your bag, like you have like two $500 bats. You've got two gloves. You've got a hat. Like you've got $1,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe $2,000 worth of stuff. Like batting gloves are $100 now.
Yeah.
And you're just shoving them in a $50 bag. And even the rolling bags, like they fall apart. The zip.
Yeah.
Yours didn't even last one season, like with the abuse on it. So we think there's an opportunity to disrupt and also make something cool. And so I'm excited.
I'm really excited for that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the big news and updates for today. Let us know what you think. Like, let us know maybe your favorite moment on the sunglass brand. If you have our sunglasses, like just let us know, drop a comment below and make sure you drop a comment with your favorite sports movie, baseball movie.
Yeah.
And someone's going to win some Chinook seeds. All right, let's jump into the first of our three big segments here. The first segment is all about the MLB season. So Dodgers just won a back-to-back World Series. We're now in the offseason. Players are starting to sign. The winter meetings just happened here in Orlando. And we want to talk about the five big headlines at the end of the 2025 before we get into 2026. And these are going to change. And maybe we'll do multiple of these type stories as we get ready for the season. But right now, I think the number one question that everyone has, especially your buddy Scoops, is are the Dodgers going to three-peat in 2026? When you hear that, what do you think?
I think they are. I don't think there's anyone who can stop them. But, like, if there's a team, I think it's, like, the Phillies. But, like, I think they're losing some of their players. I think the Dodgers are going to three-peat, definitely.
It's hard to argue against that because you got the greatest player on the planet, Shohei Ohtani. Mm-hmm. You've got Mookie Betts, who can literally play left field, center field, right field, or be the starting shortstop on the scene. The pitching staff is insane. You saw, like, what happened in the postseason. You know, Roki and all these guys, I don't see it. If someone's coming out of, let's switch to the American League. Like, what American League team even has a chance? I liked the Blue Jays. I think I was rooting for the Blue Jays. They were like this underdog. You know, they had, the Trey Savage, I think, the pitcher that came in at the end. I mean, who doesn't root for Vladdy? But, man, I don't know who in the American League he could beat.
I think the Blue Jays, this was like a fluke. I don't think they're actually that good. Like,
you don't think they're good?
I don't know. They won every game like close. They didn't like have anything special really, I think.
Well, what do you guys think? It's not just about us, it's about you guys. Are the Dodgers going to three-peat in 2026? That's our first big headline. What's our second big headline?
Our second big headline is, can Skeens and Scubo help the U.S. win the WBC?
So this is the best rotation. So in the last WBC, which we went to down in Miami, Japan had the best rotation from the pitching side. They had Roki Sakai, they had Shohei, they had these guys, and the U.S., that was what was lacking. There was just a lot of pitchers who decided that they didn't want to be a part of the World Base. And I get it, like, you just pitched a full season, this is part of your off season. It kind of messes with your preparation for the big league season. But I think with how much players now care about the World Baseball Classic, you're these are the two best pitchers on the planet.
Yeah.
Right? You got Skeens and Scooble. They both just won Cy Youngs, right?
Yeah.
They're the reigning Cy Young winners in American League, National League, and they're gonna headline this rotation.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm a hitter from like, you know, Nicaragua, I don't wanna go and face Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
You know, so what do you think? Are these the two guys that are going to help the USA win the World Baseball Classic?
Yes, I do. I think also they need a couple more pitchers too, but like I think they will definitely be a big part in this.
Who do you have winning World Baseball Classic as of today?
I think USA is going to win it. I don't think Japan is this year. I think USA has it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I do think this is the year USA wins the World Baseball Classic. It's going to be a great one.
Yeah.
And hopefully we get down there for a couple more games down in Miami. All right, third big topic. Who is going to sign the big three? These are the three biggest free agents, at least in our eyes right now. You got Kyle Tucker, you got Alex Bregman, you got Cody Bellinger. Just quick predictions. Like, where are these guys going to go? Kyle Tuck, where's King Tuck going?
He's going to go to the Mets or the Rays, I think. I don't know. I think like the Mets are going after a lot of people. I think he might go to the Mets. And I just hope the Rays sign someone like him.
You just want the Rays to sign him. I don't think that's going to happen, but I like that you want it to happen.
Yeah.
So what about Bregman? Bregman, we got to see him a lot when he was with the Astros, when Dusty Baker was down there. We got to go see him hit and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. Spent one season in Boston. Had a good season.
Yeah.
Where does he end up?
I have no idea where he could end up. He might resign, but, like, I have no prediction on where. I don't see him, like, moving, really. I don't see him as, like, a player changing team, stuff like that.
I remember last year. So we listen to a lot of Ben Verlander. It's one of your favorite podcasts. He was rooting hard for him to go to the Tigers, if you remember that. Like, every day he would go on Twitter or X or whatever, and he'd be like, today is a great day for the Detroit Tigers to sign Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
I think that he would be a huge addition to that team. They're now a playoff team. Javi Baez resurgence, Torkelson resurgence, Riley Green, who you got to hang out with at UCF a few times. I think if the Detroit Tigers go after Bregman, that could be somebody that really helps them. And I mean, they would be the leader in the American League Central for sure. They went that route. All right. Last one, we got Cody Bellinger. He's kind of been floating around the last couple of years, changing some teams. But I still think for a team that's on the verge of the playoff hunt, he can still bring in some big numbers.
Yeah, I think he's like a big part of a team, but I don't know where he could sign. Like, who's he on last year?
So he was on the Yankees.
I think the Yankees might re-sign him, or they're going to like trade him away to some team because they've been doing that a lot. Or like they've been losing their players. Like, I'm pretty, they lost Devin Williams. I think Joey came to me after school and he was like, the Yankees did this again or something like that. Like, some.
Well, the Yankees and Mets are making interesting moves, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you got the Mets lost Alonso. There was like, the closer Edwin Diaz is gone. So they're losing a couple players. So they need some addition.
Yeah,
so maybe if he liked being in New York, maybe he goes, across the bridge. Mm-hmm. All right. The fourth one next year
is the ABS system with two challenges per team.
I love this because there's a couple things here. I don't love when games end on a controversial ball or strike.
Oh, uh-huh.
For someone to get, called strike three and it wasn't strike three to end the game, game shouldn't end that way. Now, in the first inning, you don't need to be challenging every call, right?
Yeah.
It's the pitcher, the catcher, and the batter. Those are the only three people that can challenge. Like, who are going to be those pitchers that are just challenging umpires?
I don't think it's going to be the pitcher, or at least, like, the catcher probably want the pitcher because, like, the catcher sees it, like, as they're, like, here.
Yeah, I saw somewhere, I think it was a podcast or something, that, like, teams, so this isn't an MLB rule, but like teams should implement some kind of a, like, if you get it wrong twice, you're no longer allowed to challenge anymore, right? Like, if you're a pitcher and you're like, no, that was a strike, and you get it wrong like two or three times, you're done, strike one, shame on me, strike two, and then kind of three strike rule. So that's going to be super interesting. All right, the last one, the Rays are back at the Trop. They got new owners. We got to see a game early in the year at Steinbrenner Stadium, but they're back at the Trop.
Yeah.
What do you like? We're big Rays fans. Like, that's our team, right? So what's going to happen? Like, do you like going back to the Trop?
I like going back. It's like, when we went to the Steinbrenner, the sun was in our eyes. Like, the whole first half was so hot out. I think the Trop is going to help, like, cool it down a little bit. I think everyone's going to be there. It's going to be more, like, bigger this year, I think. And I hope they do good.
I hope they do good as well. I know McClanahan's back. They just re-signed him. It's going to be a good year. Let's go, Rays. Let's go, Rays. All right. So those are the five big headlines that we have going into the 2026 MLB calendar year. Let us know what the biggest thing that you think is in the MLB season, getting ready for the MLB season. I think this is awesome. All right. That drops us into our next segment, which is where we're going to be talking about five of the biggest takeaways from our episode with Josh from Play Crate. That was an awesome episode. You've been getting Play Crates for years now.
Yeah, I have been.
It's kind of fun to talk to the guy who like sits in his office and like, what do you say? Like, all he does is like wake up and like think about cool new baseball toys.
Yeah, just think about that.
So what are some of these takeaways and what do we want the audience to take away? First, if you haven't listened to the episode, make sure you guys go check it out. It's on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, all those places. Just look for the episode with Josh from Play Crate. So what's the first big takeaway?
The first one is that you don't need a perfect plan. You just need to start. What's the takeaway there?
I think there's so many people that are waiting for something to happen before they start, right? And so even for us, like, do we want to wait until the new season? Do we want to wait for the new year? Like, even recording this today, Mom was like, are you sure you want to do it today? It's your first day of break, And we're like, no, I think sometimes you just have to jump. Sometimes you have to take action. And when Josh started the business, he was still playing indie ball. He didn't know anything about business. Yeah. He was just like, I don't know. I want to make some extra money. And he just leapt. And now, 10 years later, huge company.
Yeah.
The timing is never right, but it's always, you got to do something right now. So it doesn't have to be perfect. I think you just have to start. Great lesson from Josh.
Number two is the indie ball mindset is a superpower. Why do you think that's a big superpower?
Man, I remember asking him about this. And like when you play indie ball, I think he said he was making $500 a week or $500 a month. $500 a month. And he got like free sausages after the game or something like that. Yeah. And so when you're playing indie ball, you're playing every day. you're probably, you know, sleeping on somebody's couch. You're not getting, you know, proper food. You're making no money. And if you're still able to do well, man, how much of a superpower is that? Because then when you get into business, like he said, like he was okay going to zero. He's okay going to broke because he knows what it's like and he knows you can get out of that. And so, you know, that indie ball, that, you know, D3 mindset, that, you know, somebody who's played in the minor leagues and has thrived in that environment. Now, once you're given resources, like you're going to be unstoppable. So, yeah, superpower.
The third big lesson from Josh is that not every good idea is going to work. Break down this.
So when he was talking about the play crates and when you open them, like you want to find something to play with right away. Could be a ball or the tee popper or whatever it is. And I think he was telling the story about like
elbow guards
or shin guards or something. And he's like, no kids like, let's go get the shin guards. You know, like it was a good product, but just because it's a good product doesn't mean it's the right fit. And so I think you have to be okay, you know, trying things. Like even in this podcast today, we're trying new segments. I bet next time we record, we're going to do stuff totally different.
Yeah.
And so I think it's okay. Like it goes back to what we talked about earlier. I think the first one, which is like, it doesn't have to be perfect. You got to start.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you don't take feedback.
Yeah. From when you failed
or when things didn't go your way. So great advice.
The fourth is that relationships compound faster than views. What's that mean?
We're big believers in relationships. I think the reason we started the original Bro Let's podcast is that we wanted to build these relationships. And the coolest thing is like when we went to Omaha, we saw Max Fries, we saw Austin Schultz, we saw like these guys, we saw Pottstown, we saw like those relationships are so much more powerful. Like, do our videos get the most views in the world?
No,
but the way we take care of people is, I think, so important. And Josh did that early with Coach Rack. Before he was Coach Rack, before he was Savannah Bananas, before he was with Dick's Sporting Goods, before he was with Under Armour, he was just a guy making videos on the internet. He had that viral moment with the Washington Nationals and his dad. And they just reached out and they're like, hey, man, we think you're cool. Can we say, like, before he was a big deal.
Yeah.
So that way, when he became a big deal, their relationship was already there. And I think it's so important that it doesn't matter if somebody's got 10 followers or 10 million followers. You treat them the right way.
Mm-hmm. Number five is keep going. What's that one about?
Why don't you tell me what that one's about? We filmed a video about this.
Yeah.
But someone forgot to record.
You forgot to record it. One of the biggest things, like, keep going. Like, because, like, whatever you're doing, you don't need to stop. Like.
Yeah, I think so many people give up right before their big break.
Yeah.
And it's why we value like the process. Every week we're going to put out a new episode. We're going to put out new videos because you're just one video away. You're one opportunity away. You're one day away. Don't quit, you know, when you're going. Just keep going. The longer you play, the more opportunities you're going to get. You're going to get in this in both in business and sports and all that. So great lessons. Make sure you guys go check out this episode with Josh from Play Crate, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, all of those amazing places. We've got one more segment and we're going to play one more game. This is going to be so much fun. So we are all over social media, right? Make sure you follow us at The Brolettes. But I wanted to know who are the 10 most followed active MLB players on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I got a list and I want to see if you can come up with who these players are. Do you think you can pick the top 10 most followed players on Instagram?
It should be easier than the movie one.
You think it should be easier than the movie one? All right. So who do you think is one of the 10 most followed players on the MLB on Instagram?
Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani is number one.
Number one.
And it's not even close.
Really?
The next closest person has 8 million less followers than Shohei Ohtani.
How much is Shohei?
So it's Shohei Ohtani with 10.3 million and then everybody else is not even close. So Shohei Ohtani, number one, you nailed it. Who is next on your list?
Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper is on this list. He's number five with 1.8 million followers. So you got Bryce Harper. Love it.
Juan Soto.
Juan Soto is number six with 1.7 million followers. Another good guess. So you've got number one. You've got number five. You've got number six.
So I think number one is Fernando Tatis. Is he on there?
Fernando Tatis, number three on the list. 2 million followers. Nando definitely on the list.
Paul Skenes, is he up there?
Paul Skenes is not on the list, but you know who probably is on the list?
Libby Dunn.
Libby, but she's not an active baseball player.
Yeah.
Doesn't count. Mm-hmm. Paul Skenes not on the list. Who else?
Ooh, we got...
Both of these guys have been called Captain America.
Oh, Mike Trout and Judge.
Mike Trout is number two on the list, 2.2 million followers. Mm-hmm. And Aaron Judge is number four on the list with 2 million followers. So you got both Captain America's right there. Be really interesting to see. Is Trout coming back for World Baseball Classic?
I don't know.
I know Judge is coming back.
Yeah, Judge is captain.
I know Judge is coming back. All right, so you've got four more on the list. You've got seven, eight, nine, and 10.
Oh, seven, eight, nine, 10. Is Bobby Witt up there?
Bobby Witt is a great guess, but he is not on the list.
How's Bobby not there? Come on.
There are no pitchers left. There are three infielders and one outfielder.
Did I say Vladdy already?
Vladdy is a great guess. He is not on the list.
Manny Machado or Nolan Arenado?
Manny Machado and Nolan Arenado, both not on the list. You're failing here. So there's one more player from the Los Angeles Dodgers on the list.
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts is on the list. Number seven, 1.7 million followers. We got three left, 8, 9, and 10. This guy had a comeback year after getting injured in 2024, came back in 2025.
No idea what came back.
He's got a cannon in right field. Some of the best highlights in right field this year, throwing people out at third base and home.
Acuna.
Highlight of the year, Ronald Acuna Jr., number eight with 1.6 million followers. We've got two left. We've got nine. We've got 10. This guy is the smallest person the list. Jose Altuve, number nine with 1.5 million followers. We've got one more. This guy had a huge comeback year. Everyone thought he was finished. Now he's back and he's leading his team to the playoffs. It is a shortstop who also played center field and then another shortstop and then center field.
Bo Bichette.
Not Bo Bichette. He's got swagger. He's got style.
Emmanuel Cruz?
Nope.
Javi Baez.
Javi Baez. Number 10 on the list with 1.4 million followers. That is the whole list. We got Shohei. We got Mike Trout, Fernando, Aaron Judge, Bryce Harper, Juan Soto, Mookie Betts, Acuna, Altuve, and Javier Baez. The top 10 most followed players. You know what's interesting? I thought, even though Max Clark is not officially inactive, he's only got like 500,000 on Instagram.
Oh, really?
So he wouldn't even have made this list. I thought he would have more too, but would not have made this list. We're at the end of the episode.
Yeah, we're done.
What'd you think?
I liked it a lot. Yeah, fun.
You like
the style?
You like this format?
Yeah.
I like this studio too.
Yeah.
Pretty fun. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
What should people do now?
Subscribe.
Definitely subscribe.
Yeah.
If you haven't subscribed yet, that really does, it helps.
Yeah.
It tells YouTube that, hey, you like this episode and you want more of them and maybe it'll show it to more people. That's a big deal, right? So they should subscribe.
Yeah.
And they should also comment. What should they comment?
Their favorite movie, baseball movie.
And you're going to win some Chinook seeds. Oh, my goodness. We got some smokehouse barbecue, some Parmesan and pepper. We got a whole bunch of other flavors at the house. We're going to send you three packs. We're going to pick one winner if you comment your favorite baseball movie. Mine. So Major League is up there, but you can't go wrong with Sandlot. Can't go wrong with Sandlot. You know, Benny and Smalls and just the whole can't go wrong with Sandlot. Thank you guys for watching Brolettes.com where you can learn more. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.